Live from KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. A lawsuit over the severe backlog of criminal cases in San Francisco's Superior Court is set to move forward. That's after the State Court of Appeals denied a motion to dismiss it yesterday. The San Francisco Public Defender is suing the court, saying some defendants have been jailed for years waiting for trials past the legal deadlines. The backlog started because of the pandemic, but Jaku Wilson, an attorney in the Public Defender's office, says it's time for the courts to catch up.
No one's denying that there was a pandemic, and no one's denying that things haven't slowed down. They have, but it doesn't mean that everything should virtually come to a stop 3 years after the pandemic. Other counties have opened back up their courtrooms, and they're doing misdemeanor trials. They're doing felony trials. The only place that really seems to be lagging behind is San Francisco.
To protest the backlog, the Defender's Public Defender's Office plans to hold regular sit-ins in front of the courthouse through the end of July. A major road into Yosemite National Park is set to reopen tomorrow after more than a month-long closure. Big Oak Flat Road closed in early May after the embankment under the road began to slide, leaving a deep crack in the road. Access to the park has been limited so far this year due to heavy snow, rain, and occasional flooding. Tioga Road, closed by heavy snow, remains closed. Big Oak Flat Road will reopen at 7 a.m. Contractors are still finishing work in some areas, and drivers should expect delays. And there's more online at kqed.org. I'm Tara Seiler. Have a great weekend.